This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Rudy Bilberg, local pilot and historian, was a prolific writer. This story is one that he wrote many years ago. At the turn of the 20th century, a lone man walked into the Roseau Valley. He bore himself with great dignity. His speech was flawless. He said he had been a college classmate of Theodore Roosevelt. His name was Albert Monroe Graves. Among his first ventures in the village of Roseau was the operation of a hotel. He called it the Yankee Hotel. This is probably the reason that he was known as Yankee Graves. What made the hotel memorable was the sign over the door which read, Yankee Hotel, and below that, no bedbugs. The building later became the Golden Hotel, and at the time of that writing, still stood across from the City Hall. As years went by, people noticed a change in Yankee Graves. He no longer had the hotel. On a lot where the Baptist Church now stands, he built a small dwelling. He laid three layers of logs upon which he built a frame of old sidewalk planks and insulated it with cardboard packing boxes. Then he tried to live through the winter. Keeping warm was difficult, and before the winter was over, the overheated stove set fire to the house. It burned to the ground. With the help of neighbors, Yankee rebuilt. The architecture was the same. It seemed to please and satisfy him. Later, he built a second house as a spare in case another fire occurred. In 1907, Yankee filed on a homestead in the Beltrami Forest area on land 2 miles east of the winter silo. Here, he soon learned that homesteading was hard and lonely work. His solution was to advertise for a wife. The ad worked, and before long, a lady arrived in Roseau by train with a great deal of baggage and furniture. No one was there to meet her, but undaunted, she hired the Hodgman Brothers' livery to take her to the land. It was a long, hard trip. When they arrived, she, the driver, and the Model T Ford were about to collapse. The meeting was brief and unpleasant, for she took one look at Yankee and his dwelling and ordered the driver to take her back to Roseau. She departed on the very next train. Yankee Graves continued to prove up on his land. He received title in 1912, and the patent was signed by his old classmate, Theodore Roosevelt. When he grew older, Yankee Graves came back to Roseau. He continued to live in his shacks. He began to give lectures around the country. What he talked about, no one seems to remember, except to say it didn't make sense. When he came back from his lectures, he was often ill-clothed and in need of money. He began to write poems, which he sold to neighbors for 15 cents apiece. I was too young to read, so I had no idea of their value. However, older folks said they too didn't make sense. Often, kind housewives gave him food to take home. Yankee smoked a corncob pipe, but was usually unable to buy tobacco. In desperation, he drove a nail into the bottom of his cane. He walked around town spearing the better cigar butts in the gutters. These he ground up and smoked in his pipe. Finally, early one spring, Graves planned to leave on another lecture tour. The weather was still cold, and neighbors realized that he didn't have a decent coat. My mother, Birgit Bilberg, began calling friends. In a few minutes, Mrs. B.A. Boberg called back to say she had one. As Yankee Graves passed her house en route to the depot, Mrs. Boberg ran out with the coat. It was graciously accepted. This was the last time Roseau friends saw him alive. He went to Fargo to begin his lectures. Whatever happened, no one knows, but he was detained, declared insane, and sent to the Fergus Falls Mental Institution. Yankee Graves was a friendly man who loved people. He loved pioneering, and he loved freedom. Confinement in the mental hospital was more than he could bear. He died within a few months. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.